Dear brothers and sisters, we still in explanation of ayat from Surah An-Nahl. Last lecture, we going through the ayah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل نزله روح القدس من ربك بالحق ليثبت الذين آمنوا وهدى وبشرى للمسلمين. After the rejecter made a lot of doubts, made a lot of suspicions about the Quran, and this thing is continuous thing. It is not at the age of the Prophet. It is every time. It is at our time. It is in every time that people try to reject a great truth that this book is from Allah. So what is their excuse? They said that this book from the Prophet. The Prophet is illiterate. He couldn't write. He couldn't read. The Prophet himself said, it is not me. It is very great thing to be from me. The Quran itself in many places told the Prophet that this is wrong. This is, you shouldn't do it. This is so and so. And no one make a book about himself and he complain himself and he... So there are many things. And in the last lecture, we make it clear how this book is not from the Torah, not from the Gospel, not from the Bible. And we brought many points about this issue. So the question now, from where this book? Who is the source of this book? The ayah number 102 answer to this. O Prophet Muhammad said cloudly, it is... said it loudly to everyone from humanity, to everyone from not humankind, from the creation, from the human and from the jinn. قل said, what? نزله روح القدس. The one who brought this book is the روح القدس, the Holy Spirit. Jibreel brought the revelation, brought the book in many stages, but Ruh al-Qudus, maybe he is Jibreel. Maybe it's a great creation of the creation of Allah. So maybe he is Jibreel. And you know, in Christianity, they have the Trinity, which the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So they consider the Holy Spirit is a God, you know. And this is, but in Islam, we have only one God. And everyone else is a creation. If he is the Holy Spirit, if he is messenger, if he is whatever, he is a creation. And we have only one creator. And if any of the divine religion said, okay, our God is different from your God, we told them, our God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Our God is the creator of everything you see around you. Our God is the all-knowing. Our God is the all-hearing. Our God is the all-powerful. If you have another God from this, it's okay. It is your choice. But this is our God. So let's see who is your God. Who is your God? He's a man. He's one who killed him. Who is your God? He is the one who... one of the prophet wrestling with him and fighting him. And who is your God? Let's see. If today we have clear conference, great conference, and the address of the conference, who is the God? And this conference for believer, not for atheist. It is for believer. Who is your God? Who is the God you are worship? So Allah said, قل نزله روح القدس. Say that who bring it down, who brought it to you, Ruh al-Qudus. But what is the source? Mir Rabbika, from your Lord, from your Lord. So the source of the book is your Lord. What? He sent it to you, and it is the complete truth. It is the complete truth. It is the right thing. It is the right way from your Lord, so that it may bring firmness. It make you firm on the straight way. ليثبت الذين آمنوا. Make firmness to the believer. And it is guidance and it is good news for the Muslims. So this ayah is very important ayah. This ayah give the confidence for every believer about the source of this book and about the one who sent to us this book, because as I said, this book now is the only lonely safe boat still exists for humanity. For this reason, we have to go through this ayah deeply. First thing that we have to know, that the issue of steadfastness, the issue of firm, the issue of thabat, it is something very important. It is something very important. And most of the Muslim feel anxious about this, feel unstable about this, afraid about this, because at any time someone will lose his stability, someone will lose his walking on the right way. And this is one of the very dangerous thing, especially in this time. Especially in this time, why? Because there are a lot of trials. There are a lot of temptation. There are a lot of things around us. And this try to bring you down to the wrong way. Try to push you away from the wrong way. And if you succeed and you save and you rescue yourself from any trial, you will be in another dangerous, and maybe you will fall in another problem. It is like someone walking in great field, and there is hole, and some hole covers, and some hole. So what we need something to trust, we need something to grab, we need something to catch. One of the great example and a great thing the people do with that, when a group of people would like to climb mountains, and it is snow, and all the area covered with snow, and maybe there is a hole, but this hole also covered with snow, and if someone step on this, he will go 20, 30 meters, we don't know. So what did those people did? Those people connect each other in the same rope and walk together with this distance. Anyone falling in the well or in this hole, what they will do? Just grab the rope and he will survive. He will save. But if he is alone, what will happen to him? It is done. It is the end. This is the advantage of the group of people. But now also this group of people need to grab something. What to grab? To grab the robe of Allah. And what is the robe of Allah? The robe of Allah is the Quran. قل, say, نزله. He send it to you, روح القدس, the Holy Spirit from your Lord. For this reason, nowadays, it is the time of trials. It is the time of fitan. It is the time of difficulty. And believe me, I receive many calls from all over the world. And the world, people told me, Sheikh, should we leave our place? I said, if you are okay, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because where are you going? Everywhere there is a threat. Everywhere there is a problem. All the life is not the same as 20 years before, and not the same as 10 years before, and not the same as 3 years before, and every day there is something new. So for this reason, the most important thing that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet told us and show us the means and reason to remain steadfast, to remain on the straight way. He gave us the means. Otherwise, all of us, we will lose our stability. For this reason, and one of this important thing is the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah number 32. وقال الذين كفروا. In Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah number 32. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا. So the disbeliever said why he didn't receive the revelation in one time, all the book in one time, like the, how they print the book, print the Quran and send it to no, it is not. It is not like this, because the Quran revealed gradually through 23 years. What is the reason of this? كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So that we make your heart firm, and we revealed it little by little. Why? To make your heart firm. And this is how should we deal with the Quran gradually and continuously. Some people, oh, what did you do? I become hafiz and I stop reading Quran because I am hafiz, already hafiz. So why should I read the Quran? No, you have to read it and you have to understand it and you have to apply for it and you have to act according to it until it will firm your heart on the straight way. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك. So when the prophet and his companions has any problem and they don't know what to do with this, they don't know, and the prophet receive the revelation from Allah and the answer in this revelation, this is will make, can you imagine if we every day we have great problem, but if we receive the revelation that this is the right way, this is what you should do, this is increase their faith, this is increase their iman, this is make them firm on the straight way. وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا, and we have spaced it distinctly. It is not one time, it is in separate time. And also Allah Azza wa Jal told us an amazing story. Really, believe me, when I read this ayat, I feel shame. Really, I feel shame about myself, not about anyone else. First of all, I feel shame about myself, because this ayat give how human is different from the other creation, especially with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Ahqaf. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 29. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 29. Allah told us great story about creation different from a human. Allah said, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And if we sent to you, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And if we directed to you a group from al-jinn, يستمعون القرآن. What is the goal of their visit? What is the goal of their coming? They listen to the Quran. And this is a part of a great story, because when Rasulullah start to receive the revelation, when Rasulullah start to see the revelation and he become a messenger, all the heaven closed. There is no way for the jinn to listen to any news or to go closely to the heaven to stole anything, because now something happening and there is a lot of guard for the heaven and the earth. So the jinn feel that there is something happen in the earth. So they're going scanning the earth, everywhere of the earth, until a group of them directed towards the Prophet. Why? To listen to the Quran. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ, when they attend to listen to it, فلما حضروا they said, now the jinn give an announcement, قالوا أنصتوا, listen, be quiet. They feel that it is something very important. It is the first time they listened to the Quran and they listened to it. قال أنصتوا. فلما قضي, when the recitation of the Quran, the Prophet done, ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين. Then once it was over, they went back to their people to warn them. What? Yes, they become caller to Allah for how long? How much they listen? For how many lecture? For no, it is one lecture. It is one lecture, and they listen to the Quran, and they go back to their people, warning them. Oh, the jinn is need only to listen to the Quran, to the part, to ayat, and they become what? Caller to Allah. What about a human? Human 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years, recitation, reading, study, and you still, oh, should I call someone to Allah? Should I advise someone? Should I help someone? I'm shy. I don't want to do it. What the people, did the jinn think, oh, what our people will say about us? You just go and come and change your mind and change everything. What's happening to you? No, they touch the truth. They feel that this is the right thing we need to know. So, وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. What they told their people, يَا قَوْمَنَا, O our people, أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, response to Allah messenger, response to Allah announcer, response to Allah caller, أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. They advise them, they urge them, يَا قَوْمَنَا, O our people, أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, وَآمِنُوا بِهِ, and believe in him, يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم, he will forgive part of your sin. Why he said part of your sin, not all your sin? Why? Because there are everything you did it to yourself, and it is between you and Allah. Maybe this is Allah will forgive it to you, but if there is any right to the people, you have what to give this right back to the people. So Allah will forgive everything between you and Allah, between you and him, everything related to yourself. But if you do something bad to someone, if you said something bad, you have to ask him forgiveness and ask Allah for forgiveness. So, وَآمِنُوا بِهِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيَجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So Allah will forgive for you part of your sin and protect you from a painful punishment. All of these, they understand it just in this. Not this only. And they said that, وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. No, I think there's a, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا. I missed something. It is very important. Ayah number 30. قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا وإصرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن. Ayah 29, when we directed to you group of jinn. What they said, because I know something very important about them and I missed the ayah. قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا, we listen, كتابا, a book, أنزل من بعد موسى, revealed after موسى, مصدقا لما بين يديه, it is the same as Allah revealed to Musa. يهدي إلى الحق, it will guide you to truth. وإلى صراط وإلى طريق مستقيم, and guide you to the straight way. So now you know the religion of those jinn. You know the religion. You know what their religion? This jinn. Because they said we know now about a book come after Musa. So what is the last book they know? What is the last prophet they know? Is Musa. So his religion is, so now they met the prophet and directly they believe in the prophet. قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق, it will guide you to the right, وإلى طريق مستقيم, they feel all of these after one recitation of the Quran. Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allah. Now this is the ayah number 30. So I missed the ayah number 30. Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allah wa aminu bih yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum wa yujirkum min adhabin alim. Now ayah 32. Wa man la yujib da'i Allah. And the one who does not respond to Allah, messenger. Wa man la yujib da'i Allah. What will happen? What will happen to him? فَلَيْسَ لِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. How much power he has, how much money he has, he will not be away from the power of Allah. فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And no one can support him, no one can prevent him from the punishment of Allah, and those people are in very clear astray, very clear misleading. It is very obvious to everyone that those who will not listen to the messenger of Allah, who will not listen to the word of Allah, he will be in clear misleading. He will be in clear misleading. So, and after that, they said, وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. And when Allah at the day of judgment will brought the people to the hellfire, أليس هذا بالحق? Is it right? Is it truth? قالوا بلى. They said, that's right. وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. So test the punishment, test the fire because you were denied this. Oh, why Allah will do this to the rejecter? No, Allah will not do this to them. They choose this destiny. Why? Why the director come from the beginning of the year? And he told the student, if you didn't study and participate in the exam, you will drop at the end of the year. Oh, why the director is so mean? Why he will make the people fall? No, the people choose this. If they don't study and don't attend the test, at this time, they will fall. So, what Allah Azza wa Jal told the Prophet, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Ayah number 35. Oh Muhammad, oh every messenger, you have to be patient. You have to be patient because the human is not like jinn. The human need 1 year and 2 years and to teach them and to warn them and to give them good news. So, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. And don't make hurry to them. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوَعَدُونَ. As they say what Allah promised to them. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوَعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَرٍ. So Allah said that when we will see the Akhirah, when we will see the Akhirah, when we will see the Akhirah in reality, it is like 1 hour of the day. What is 1 hour? In the Akhirah, when we will see the truth, it is like 1 hour. The 1 hour is all our life in this dunya and all the waiting time. Yani for instance, someone died 5 years ago, 5,000 years ago. And for instance, the day of judgment becoming after 1,000. So it is 6,000. 6,000 years. How he, in Akhirah, how he will found this 6,000 year? It is like 1 hour. So our life will be 10 minutes, will be 10 minutes in this earth. Will be, oh, really? This is what Allah said. All your life, it is like one hour. So should we lost our Akhirah for one hour? Should we lost this for 1 hour? There is a person, I know. He watched something. Let's say it's a dream. What did he saw? He saw that he was swimming and then he stuck between two stone. And he tried to go out, but he couldn't. And then he feel that his spirit going out. And he saw himself stucking in the between two rocks. And he said, oh, I know this person. Yes, because this person is him. And then he feel that like he has two power, one pushing him hardly and one moving him gently. And this is really the two angels, the angel of the good things and the angel of the sins. And he said that, suddenly I found myself in very great desert, very huge, huge desert. And there are billions of people, of a human. And these billions of human, it's endless. Human and the human. And they are walking in this desert. And it is like a sand, but not like a mud. And they are walking difficultly, in a difficult way. But he realized something, that this is not a sand. This is not a mud. It is a great fire. So when they put their leg, everything melt. There is no bone, there is no skin. And when he put his leg in the, there is nothing. And this person, he said, I cannot control myself. I will get crazy. What is this? And they push me to walk. I will not walk. I will walk in this and I wait. And I try to find a solution. And in this great minute, I feel like very nice wind coming, pushing me through a hole. And then I found myself in different place. I found this imaginable place, very great river. And the smell of river is unbelievable. It is very, very nice, the smell of it. I would like to go and drink from it. So I drink from it, and I take and take and take from the, I feel myself drink tons of water, and I still feel that I want to drink from this great water. I saw very great, beautiful trees. They are talking to me. They are singing to me. They are, and it's unbelievable trees with very great flower everywhere. Something you cannot imagine, anything like it. And they told me that, You did something good. For this reason, you move from this place to this place. And suddenly, there is a voice. Why you brought him to here? It is not the time. And I go back to my body, and I wake up from my dream, from my adventure. You call it what you want to call it. But, you know, the people today, they didn't believe in Akhirah. They didn't believe what Allah said in the Quran. They don't believe in the reality. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. They didn't listen. They didn't understand the Quran. They didn't act according to the Quran. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَخْفَالُهَا. Or there is seal on their heart. Or there is lockers in their heart. They cannot listen. They cannot understand. What is the problem? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالَهَا there are locks upon their heart. And also Allah Azza wa Jal told us in many ayat about the importance of Quran. Tell us in many ayat about how this Quran is guidance, how this Quran is treatment, how this Quran is help. قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ. In another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Ash-Shura, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينِ, the honest, the Holy Spirit, عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. So the first thing, Rasulullah, before he received with the angels, when the angels told him the ayat of the Quran, he received the nur of the ayat before he received the word itself. You know, so, and his heart received the nur. So if we didn't receive the nur of the Quran, that means our heart is closed, and this Quran will be just words we are reading. The Khalifa Uthman ibn Affan said something very important. He said, if we have pure heart, we will not feel boring when we will recite the Quran. We want to read and read and read. It is like, you know, it is like the bees when it's going to very nice flower. She don't want to leave. She want to take and take and take from this great flower. It is like someone loves someone. He wants to stay with him and stay. He don't want to leave. So this is when someone understand the meaning of the book of Allah and understand the meaning of the message of Allah. So نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. That you will warn the people بلسان عربي مبين. It's in clear Arabic language. وإنه لفي زبر الأولين. And it is in the divine books coming before you. And this is why the jinn searching, because they know in the book revealed to Musa that there will be another messenger and there will be another divine book, and they are waiting for this divine book. May Allah guide us to His straight way. May Allah make the Quran the spring and the noor of our heart. May Allah make the Quran our companion in this life. The best time when someone sit alone and recite the Quran. The best time when someone stand in the dark nights, when all the people sleeping, and he is with his lover. He is with Allah reciting the Quran and shed his tears and asking Allah Azza wa Jal to help the people, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to protect the earth from very close punishment if they stay and insist to be in this way. May Allah Azza wa Jal help all of us. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept us and receive us in the Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal put us away from the hellfire, not to see it, not to hear the voice of it, not to look to it in any way. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.